This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
Join the conversation with the Morning Majlis. Pulse 95.
This is a public announcement from the Morning Majlis team. Today, the 21st of March, is Mother's Day. So do not forget, any husband, any son, any daughter, anyone out there, if you have a mother in your life, make sure today is the day you celebrate them and definitely spoil them. So right now, we're about to give you some options happening here across the Emirate of Sharjah, but also across the UAE, that you can take advantage of to make sure that your mother or any mother in your life gets spoiled. One has to be Al-Muntaza Park. It is completely free today for mothers. Definitely go down and check it out. But if you're into a little bit of cuisine and you want to be treated with a bit of food, well, there's actually a free meal going on today at Cafe Society. Dining mothers will get a completely complimentary meal at the Dubai Marina restaurant today. However, there is a little bit of information you do need to know. The free meal applies after ordering a minimum of two main courses. So this is best for a whole family affair. Everyone should be heading down at Cafe Society today. And it will be running from 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. So make sure to take advantage of that. However, if you are a bit of an Asian fanatic in terms of your cuisine and you do like a little bit of sushi, there's a five-course meal going on at SHI, the Asian restaurant over in Blue Waters. This is going to be incredible. Crispy duck salad, platter of sushi and dim sum. And that's just to name a few of the options that you can spoil your mothers with. But the main message here, do not forget, today is, of course, Mother's Day.
Yep, and a very important occasion for a lot of people indeed. And lots of great offers, lots of places for people to go and check out. That's amazing to see. Al-Muntaza Park, of course, free entry for people to go check out. And so I'm a big fan of that park. Back in the days, it used to be known as Al Jazeera Park. But now it's a great little water park and a theme park. So you can definitely have a great time and take your young ones over there. You know what? I think for Mother's Day, it's really worth trying to do something, even if it doesn't cost a lot. So let's say all these places that we've listed at the moment, yeah, they come at a cost. You know, you spend about two main courses and get one free meal, or you can go to other places. And a lot of people like to commercialize this particular occasion anyway. But I think, you know, if you take away a chore from your mum, if you, as Louis pointed out, that if you made a card yourself, something a bit more personal, I think that these kind of gestures go a long way. If I were to take my mother dearest on some of these expensive adventures, there would be an explanation to do why are you spending so much money on it. However, in my household, plants are something that are very much more welcome. So getting a new plant pot, something nice for the garden, something nice for the homes, I think would go down well. So I think I've got my eyes on that when it comes to buying the Mother's Day gift for today.
And of course, your wife is just a new mother as well.
Yes,
so that,
it is.
That can't be forgotten.
It can't be forgotten.
I've thrown you in the deep end, haven't I?
You've thrown me in the deep end. I think one thing that she would like me to do is allow her enough time to sleep. Take the baby away somewhere.
That's a treat.
Yep.
That's a treat.
Absolutely. It's all about pampering those mothers for sure. And flowers, you know, everybody, when they think about such occasions and Mother's Day, they always think, oh, I'm just going to get my mom flowers. It's not just about that. It's making it more personalized. So flowers, yeah, they're a must. And make sure to write a personalized card on or a note on that card for sure, along with your mother's favorite type of flowers. So it's not just any type of flowers. You got to get your mom's favorite type of flowers. And you need to know that. Like, I already know. I know my mom loves tulips. So I already know that. Or you can get her preserved flowers, like preserved roses as well. That could stay forever, so you don't have to throw it away after a couple of days. So that's also, you know, good for the memory. But I thought about some unique gift ideas that could be different than the usual gift ideas that we normally have for our mothers, just to make them feel extra special on this day. So besides getting them like flowers or maybe a wallet or a tote bag maybe that they might need or comes in really handy, you can get them, for example, a bangle with something, you know, a special note engraved from the inside. Something like, you know, you made me who I am today, or you are the best mom in the world, or everything I am is because of you. Anything that you feel might be special, you can engrave it in that bangle and make sure it's a it's not an accessory bangle. Try to make it at least, you know, it's make it gold, hopefully. I don't know. Pendant necklace with maybe an initial, like a letter or something inside, or a special initial engraved inside. That's also a very nice one. Now, if you are goofy and happen to be stuck up and you're so full of yourself, but you just love your mom at the same time, you can get her like a cup with, you know, something like, "My favorite child gave me this," kind of a cup written on it. You know, it's just funny. She'll always remember you and having a funny memory of you. There's also another idea. You can get her a book. I actually looked this up and I searched this up and it's cool. I like this idea. It's called "I Wrote a Book About You." It's a book. It's a fun filled fun fill in the blank kind of a book. And basically every single page has something written on it like this. For example, a template. It says, like, there's a template that says maybe "one of the very most wonderful things about you in my life is getting to see you," or "getting to blank," and you have to fill in the blank. So there's like a template in every single page and you have to fill in the blank. So it's cool for your mom to go scroll through that book and see what you think about her and all your thoughts, personalized thoughts again. So it's kind of a nice book to keep also in the memories and for her to preserve for the long term. You can treat her for a spa day, because all mothers, they need that. They need that. It's a win-win situation if you treat her for a spa day. No mother will say, "I don't like that," for sure. You can treat her for new pajamas, new slippers as well. A pajama set with slippers. Definitely that's something that moms love. And plants, as you said, AK, that's also very nice. You can get her also a birthstone necklace.
Oh, wow.
Think about that as well. And last but not least, you can also think about giving her, on the side of flowers or whatever you fancy, also gift coupons.
Yeah.
They like that as well.
Sounds a very expensive day we've got ahead of us.
No, I mean, it's all about the sentiment behind it.
And doing something. You know, like I said about making a card or even like you said, going down the typical route of getting flowers. The main thing is during today, you make sure that your mother, whoever it is, or your wife, who is a mother of your children, recognize that you remembered them today. Mm. Doing something is the main thing. Whatever it is that they were in your thoughts throughout some moment of today, and it is recognized through a gift, through an appreciation, or whatever you do. It's making sure that you do something.
Yep, it definitely is very important as well. And keep your thoughts coming in on 4215. A lot of people have some great ideas. I'm pretty sure a lot of people still scrambling for those ideas, and maybe we'll be venturing off to the Sharjah Ramadan night markets to get a good bargain. We appreciate your
thoughts. Don't get a good bargain for your mom.
Oh, wow.
This is not good marketing for mothers. I do not agree with this.
There you go.
Don't go for the bargain. Your moms, they don't need your bargain. They need your sentiment, and you can spend as much as you can on your moms.
There you go.
My mom is loving that, by the way. She's listening right now. Yes. I can imagine she's loving that.
I do not like the fact that we just said, get a good bargain. It's Mother's Day. No, don't do that.
You could get loads of items at the Sharjah Ramadan night market.
No,
never know.
No, get one thing that is really expensive and that is really meaningful
expensive
for your mom.
And what about this? So I celebrated the British Mother's Day a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, I treated her on that day, as did my brothers. Would I be expected to do the same today?
Ooh.
Why not?
Because I live in the UAE. I've been
here
a long time.
She deserves it.
Yeah. So now we're having this conversation.
The unsung heroes of our lives.
That's very true. That's very. Maybe I'll surprise her. I do like it to be a bit of a surprise.
There you
go. If she's listening, she won't be surprised.
I know. I've thrown it in the deep end there as well.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.